proclamation number 8585 dated the August 12th, 1963. Relationship of similar souls. Only what you receive from the spirit is the pure guaranteed truth. For if the human intellect had been involved, the truth may well have changed already. Because the intellect can be influenced by the Lord of Darkness. Thus caution should always be taken when assertions are made which cannot be proven, involving spheres which are intellectually inscrutable. And this applies to such spiritual assertions which are akin to wishful thinking, where the wish becomes the father of a thought and this thought subsequently occupies the intellect more than the heart and thus could also have been influenced by God's adversary. Deep down in your heart you humans have the desire for a profoundly harmonious relationship with a partner. All human beings long for happiness which they can experience and enjoy together, because the desire for happiness is still part of the bliss which the soul experienced prior to its desertion from God. It need not always be expressed by the person, during earthly life, but it exists and, as a rule, will usually remain a dream, because earthly life does not guarantee a continuous state of bliss. And if the person tries to create this condition himself then, due to imperfection, the opposite usually will happen. Unkindness will destroy harmony, and indifference or animosities will become people's companions in life. Although within themselves they harbor the desire for unity and mutual understanding. But such people will create their own desired ideals, especially since they have the wrong idea about the spiritual kingdom, about life after the death of the body. And what they are unable to find on earth they hope to find in the spiritual kingdom. Souls you are aligned with their own soul, who will join them and enter into a harmonious relationship which will guarantee blissful happiness. They believe to find the partner, for whom they had searched on earth in vain, in the kingdom of the beyond. And they are right inasmuch as the harmony and love of equally mature souls will elate every individual soul extraordinarily. Their thinking is correct inasmuch as the unification of souls with the same degree of maturity in the spiritual kingdom will always result in supreme happiness, because in a state of perfection every impure characteristic will vanish, and the former relationship between the souls will be re-established, as it was in the beginning. Love will link all souls and this itself will already signify unlimited happiness. Whereas relationships can be formed on earth between good and not so good partners, and consequently these relations will either be happy and peaceful or progress in harmoniously. Thus in the kingdom of the beyond the individual souls will then either separate from each other or continue to stay in close contact. Souls are able to find other partners who, due to their spiritual degree of maturity, will share the same spiritual aspiration, the same awareness and the same light, and who will make each other happy through their similarity and their required degree of love. These souls will attract each other, they will create and work together for their own happiness, because the same spiritual state of maturity is always a prerequisite for the unification of souls. Hence entirely unfamiliar souls can come together on earth and will recognize that they belong together by the strength of their light. And this common bond had indeed existed before the apostasy from God inasmuch as they had worked together, that they had the same tasks which every soul carried out in accordance with God's will, when innermost love still connected all living creations with each other and their Creator. An infinitely long time passed by in which the first created being was intimately linked by love to its Creator, and countless living beings emerged from this love. And in accordance with Lucifer's bond to the God and Creator of eternity, their nature was always alike, and thus all these souls, who initially were united in indescribable bliss, will find each other again. It is also possible that such souls will embody themselves on Earth at the same time, that they will find each other during their life on Earth and enter into an earthly union. But then profound understanding, innermost affection and the same spiritual aspiration will reveal their common bond, and such a relationship will not be dissolved in the spiritual kingdom either. It will be a marriage, made in heaven, but it should be understood differently than an earthly marriage, which is conducted for the purpose of the soul's embodiment as human beings, yet it is nothing in common with a spiritual marriage. Love is the only bond which really unites the beings, but which will always culminate in love for God. In this way they will not aspire towards anything other than their God and Father of eternity, so that they will constantly receive His strength of love and they will be continuously infused by His strength. By working together they then utilize this strength and pass it on with their mutual, i.e., intensified, activity is needed, and the bliss of souls who are linked to each other will constantly increase because they will always want to help and serve God and therefore they will always want to take redeeming actions too. Amen.